Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
All right, two more sleeps, and I'm delighted to welcome three festive panellists to look forward to the big day. FM 104 DJ Crossy, podcast producer at the Irish Times, Aideen Finnegan and Fionnuala Moran, broadcaster and sustainability influencer. Christmas dinner, folks. Crossy, let's start with you. What is the tradition?
Tradition in ours is really weird, and I don't know if anyone else does this. My mam has melon every single Christmas.
Yeah.
What is that about?
With
we don't do starters, we don't do pre-starters, we don't do anything. We literally have our mains and maybe a Viennetta afterwards. But every single Christmas, my mam cuts out this melon and only she eats it. The rest of us are just there going, what is this delicacy that we have here? Is it an Irish thing?
That's
it
doesn't a fill huge you up. Thing.
It's strange, isn't it?
Is it not meant to be the palate cleanser, though? That's what my mam always says.
My mam is not a palate cleanser type of person.
It's the take it out of the fridge and cut it up in advance.
Exactly, yeah, 30 seconds and you're done. It's the ease of it all.
I think it came in around the time of the prawn cocktail. It was just that bit glam in the 80s or something, and it's hung around in our house. We had a little cream liqueur over it.
Yeah, delicious. It's so strange. I saw it on my TikTok and people are saying, yeah, it's an 80s or 90s right. thing.
What time do you kick off it?
We kick off at 2:30, which people think is quite early in the day. I like, you know, get up around 6 o'clock when Santi arrives, you know, you get your ham sandwiches at 6 o'clock in the morning, then you're ready for your dinner at 2:30, and then by 7 o'clock, that's when you have your afters. It's great. 2:30 is the perfect time, I think.
Right. So it stretches on. It gives you more time to stretch your dinner out over the course of the day. Aideen, what about you? What time do you kick off?
We're about the same time. It's about 3 o'clock. Now, it varies a little. We'll talk about my family as in my parents' family, you know, rather than...
The origin family.
The origin family, that's it, Colm. That it's around 3 o'clock. And we really... labour over is the wrong word. We enjoy it. It goes on for hours, and like people can go and come back, but there's always at least two people at the dinner table, you know, and somebody there, you know, probably have desserts around 7:00. It could be nearly, you know, or and then time again to have some Christmas pudding or apple tart and custard at 7:30.
Yeah, stretch it out. Go on, Fionnuala, what about yourself?
We've just about had breakfast by 2:30, so we don't want to waste a second of the daylight, so we wait until it's gotten dark. So we love doing a little Bray beach walk every year, so we go off with family and do all of that. So make the most of the daylight, because it's a very short day as it is, and then once it's gotten dark, that's when we'll sit down and enjoy our melon starters like yourselves.
Right, and what role do you play respectively in the cooking of the Christmas dinner? Is it wait till it's served in front of you at the home of the origin family, or do you do it yourself?
On Christmas Eve, I will do it myself, and my partner will do that together. That's kind of our own one. And then we go off to our respective parents, because there's no grandkids to be dragging them to us for yes. So yeah, and then the origin parents, we do help, but it is largely their operation. We'll just get involved where we're asked.
Okay. Best Christmas, Aideen.
Oh, well, I give you the really diplomatic answer, which is this one every Christmas, because, well, honestly, the older I get, the more grateful I am that my family is happy and healthy around me. I know so many people who are kind of recently bereaved, and it's very tough. So I'll say this Christmas coming is my favourite. But then also, it was maybe one of the last couple of Christmases before I had kids, and my sister had bought a house. There was a big extended family coming to stay in my parents' house. So me and my husband stayed with her. It was like staying in a spa. It was, you know, think about a brand new bathroom. I'll never have the likes of it again. And just waking up on Christmas morning and having, you know, gas bagging with my sister, having some coffee, a cinnamon roll, the tunes we like, and then over to my origin family. And yeah, by that stage...
How did she ever get rid of you?
Well, she...
She's still there.
She kind of hasn't. We were giving her a reprieve. We're giving them both a reprieve. My kids are very young. So rather than have a very chaotic and loud Christmas dinner for the last couple of years, we leave them to it and we'll see them later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best Christmas, Fionnuala?
It was back in 2010. I'm sure people remember our white Christmas. They are very rare around these parts, and it coincided with the year I asked for a beautiful big DSLR camera. I was really into my photography at the time.
Did you still do the walk?
Yeah, and the snow goes right down to the beach in Bray. Now, that never happens. For anyone who lives by the seaside, it's so rare that we get the snow, and it went all the way onto the stones down the beach. So it was just absolutely magic. It was blue skies, and it's just one of those proper postcard Christmases for me. And we had this lovely little white dog polo at the time as well. So it was really just beautiful, beautiful memories that'll stand out in the brain.
So you basically just saw a little black nose running around.
Yes, snooting around, leaving little paw prints all over the place. Right. And it was gorgeous. And everyone just out having fun throwing snowballs around. Like, ideally, we'll get get a few more white Christmases in our time, but we don't seem to get too many of them. So that one really, really stands out.
Right. Grossy, what about yourself?
Do you know, I was telling the guys about this off air. I had a Christmas I had to spend on my own. My family were away. And people go, oh, on your own? Lads, it was perfect. It was beautiful. I got up when I wanted to. I put on the food when I wanted to. I had a glass of whatever. I had all the chocolates. I had my own TV.
2 o'clock.
I had it 2 o'clock. And then I had to get at 6, and then I'd been at 9. It was only Rachel. There's no chippers open at that hour of the night, so I could get a chipper as well. But yeah, because there could be people listening today that are on their own. They're dreading it. What I did was, because I was at the start, I made sure I had a plan. So at least you knew your day was going really fast. And like the plan could be, I'm going to watch Willy Wonka at 9 o'clock, or I'm going to have cereal or whatever. And it was perfect. It was lovely just walking around town. Walked around Grafton Street, it was empty. Walked around Henry Street, it was empty. And then went home and had my dinner at 2 o'clock.
Very good. Very good. Okay, and the soundtrack in the background, Aideen, festive track. Go.
Changes every year, Colm. And this year it is Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm.
Okay, let's have a snippet of that. This is coming from a non-Swiftie,
I'm very Taylor ambivalent, actually. I think she's great, but her music does nothing for me generally. And I just really love that tune, and I cannot understand how it's not this generation's Mariah Carey. I don't know why it's not bigger
than
it.
You say that because there are other tunes you wished it was played more than. You've got a couple of pet hates there on the list.
Probably most Christmas songs. But people say, do you love Christmas songs? And I'll say, yeah. And they'll say, do you like this one? I go, no. And they'll say, what about this one? No. Like, I despise Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea. I just think it is one of the like most bland, plinky, plonky, insipid lift music tracks ever, and I just, when I hear it, I go, ugh.
There's some fella on Twitter, I think it is, who has got 4 hours of that song, but it's
what?
Just I'm driving home for Christmas.
Oh,
and it's God. Just
that's
those
a pretty good impression.
Yeah, it's just that over and over and over and over and over and over again on the whole tune. It's mad how he's done it, but yeah, it's
like
hell.
Husband said it's like the episode of Casualty where there's a terrible accident and like the wheel of a car is spinning and then that's playing on the radio in the background.
Oh dear. Fionnuala, what about yourself?
Favourite this year is Stella Cole. Absolutely gorgeous. That's What I Want for Christmas is the name of the song. Just magic. It's so otherworldly, old worldy. You could be at any decade enjoying a Christmas around it. But she's a brand new artist. She only blew up during the pandemic on TikTok because she was doing these weekly concerts for people. But her voice is just so transportive. It's gorgeous. As well as that Gregory Porter, absolutely beautiful. Anything by Samara Joy. They both brought out Christmas albums in 2023. So I was rinsing those. They're so, so good. And then the classic that always reminds me of putting up the Christmas tree years ago when we had music videos on the music TV channels was The Power of Love, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. So just adore those.
That is not a Christmas song.
The video,
it
though.
Is for
the
me. Video. Yeah. It is for
the
me.
Yeah, was the number one at Christmas, was it? Was it number one at
probably,
Christmas?
Probably, but I'm baffled as to why.
Okay, well, Crossy, hang on a second. Let's get it. This will be familiar to all listeners at this stage. This is your nomination.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
Now, you did a pretty mean Chris Rea there. How's your blue eyes?
No.
Skip over that. Really.
But I love all the old school music. I don't know what it is. It makes it feel real Christmassy and all that. And I've only recently found out 1940s, 1950s TikTok. On Spotify music on that. And it's all that real old school. And it feels real Christmassy. I don't know what it is about it. I think the new age songs, they're all kind of happy and cheery. And I don't know what it is. Teeny boppers, whereas this is, there's a bit of rawness to all these guys that are singing.
Right.
It's quite cool.
Harumph, anyway, on the new stuff. Aideen, Christmas traditions,
board
games and the like?
Well, I mean, the last couple of years, the Christmas tradition has been to catch some virus or other. So I'm hoping for not happening this year. Actually, on Christmas Day. Our big family tradition is that we open presents on Christmas Eve. Now, obviously, Santa comes on Christmas night and those presents get opened in the morning. But the family ones for the grown-ups, they'll all get swapped on Christmas Eve because Christmas Eve is the better day. It's you've got all the anticipation. You've got like the last minute dash around the shops and everybody being very cheerful to each other. And then the lights, the darkness descends, the candles go on, there's people meeting up outside the pub. I just think it's magic.
All right, Fionnuala.
For us, my dad every year saves day in the Glastonbury highlights. So Christmas Day will end with dancing around to some of those. And then we warm up for that later on dancing earlier on during the day with the best movie that has ever existed, The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Every single year
without fail. It's spectacular. And if we're feeling particularly cheery and we haven't lost our voices in the lead up to Christmas, we'll be doing the sing-along version of that too while we're prepping the dinner.
Right. Okay. Never bored with the Muppets.
Ever. Now we'll watch other fabulous movies that have come out during the year later on in the evening, but that's our during the daytime one before we've gone for our walk. As Crossy said earlier, you need the plan for the day. Yeah. That is the thing that grounds us in space and time in the Christmas chaos. It is that movie and it is magic.
The television schedule helps you plan your Christmas traditionally, does it?
EastEnders every single year is my Christmas. And there's a girl called Sue Kepner. She's a comedian. If you're dreading going home to your family this year with soaps, she's done the full roundup so you can sit down beside your granny or your mum or your dad and go, I know what's happening this year.
A soap opera my eldest fella nicknamed The Angries. Come into the kitchen and say, Dad, Mammy's watching The Angries again.
I'll give you a snapshot into what's happening in BBC EastEnders this year. It's on RT as well, right? Cindy Beale is back from the dead and she's having an affair with her ex-husband's son. Oh. And it's all coming out on Christmas Day today.
Right,
and
but that's Christmas. It's the telly.
Yeah, it's a telly. All day. Gavin and Stacey. Oh yeah. Fair City, Coronation Street. My mom is the soap queen, so she literally watches it all. So we kind of blend into it. And Gavin and Stacey were saying goodbye to it this Christmas, which is pretty sad because it's the final episode. And that is it. Everything.
Okay. God, I hope they don't go down the EastEnders route and make it really
miserable.
It's okay.
They can just come back from the dead and do another
Messes
special
with
next
Gav.
Year.
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Board games, yes or no? Raise your hands if you play a board game. Yes, Fionnuala's a board gamer. Aideen, you're ambivalent. You're board game ambivalent.
Somebody might be playing a board game, but I'm usually too full of food.
Okay.
Crossy? No, just have a glass of something and telly, yeah?
Okay. All right. Okay. That's all from us for today. Thanks for listening. You can catch up on anything you might have missed. Oh, sorry. No, we're not out yet. We're going to take a quick break. We're back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.